while back in the States.
It's the Hound, WFMU, East Orange. We're back. You know what, Bruce? I forgot
give
where
up what?
I forgot where the Echo is.
Well, let's go on a little Odyssey of Discovery, shall we?
See, it's supposed to be on 2B. We moved it. See, that doesn't work.
Why don't you try the button that's marked turn off transmitter?
Yeah, really. Anyway, we're back after our little excellent adventure in the South.
Your little excellent adventure.
Me and Sally's excellent adventure. And this is WFMU East Orange. We have special guest Nitro Nick Toshis here.
Famous writer guy.
Yeah, so you can just clam in there anytime. And you're promoting some product.
Yeah, it's a book. It's a new edition of a book called Unsung Heroes of Rock and Roll. And it's published by Harmony. And you ought to buy it.
So everybody, go down there, visit Ted at See Here.
What is it, $7? Or...
Yeah,
You don't have to go to Ted at See Here. You can go to like a real bookstore.
Really? They have it in real bookstores?
Sure, yeah. For another few weeks anyway. Shelf life, it'll buy.
Right. Good term, shelf life.
Is it available on tape? You know, the books that you listen to?
No, I didn't get around. No. Maybe this will be the cover of the tape.
Well, I think we're going to follow this book roughly, not exactly in the order it's in the book, but we're going to like go through the unsung heroes of rock and roll. And that last thing, we did Blues Hangover already, got it out of the way. That was Long John Hunter, Shuffle Out, Lightning Hop, and Sky Hop. I can't say these titles without the echo. This is depressing me already.
Is it running at all?
No,
you can't find the out.
It's running. I found the out, and it don't work none.
It don't work hardly none at all.
Theoretically, it should work, but...
Theoretically, we should have real jobs.
Anyway, I'm not even going to tell you what we heard. And then we got some stuff from an earlier Nick Toshis book, Country, America's Biggest Music. We'll be delving into that for our Hillbilly Hangover.
Now, see, the only complaint I've ever had about the books that you've written, the music books, is that they don't come with tapes, and like often it's like a little hard to find.
Why would they complain to you about his books, Bruce?
Well, did you ever see a book that did come with a tape? Or...
No, but...
Is Elvis Alive comes with a tape.
You're right. True. What's on the tape, though?
But see, Elvis calling from a phone booth in Michigan or something?
You probably bought it, right?
No, I got it in the mail.
We're doing the reader a tremendous service here by providing the tape.
That's true. That's true.
Unfortunately, radio found hands aren't the most literate bunch in the world.
Radio found hands?
Yeah, radio found hands.
It's good to be back, isn't it?
So you can listen to the whole thing and then look at the pictures.
Uh-huh.
And we
there are no big words in the book, and there are pictures in the book.
Right. And we have a... I think
there's
we have
some cuss words that you'll recognize from your local
newsroom.
A lot newsroom.
Of filth.
I think we have an interview with Esau Smith coming up a little later.
Esau Smith,
the Presley brother with the hairy chest.
Mm.
And
with the hairy ears.
He's on the witness relocation program, so hopefully we can get a hold of him.
He's in pretty deep,
and
folks.
And some
we'll
never
see what we can
before
do.
Heard things.
Right, some never Ming and Ling outtakes.
Mm-hmm. Some never heard again things.
Right, some records we're going to break as soon as we play them.
There's well, a like Ming and Ling revival in England now. I don't know about that. Though.
It's catching on.
This is English. I think it's in the food.
What food?
And we got a vibe report at 4:30. And a little bit of knuckleheads in the news, and that's it. Let's kick right into what we got. Wynonie, Mr. Blues Harris, to you. We're going to work on the echo.
Did you hear that noise? Did you hear that thunder sound? Say, boys, do you know that noise?
Well, Mr. Blues is coming to town. Catch your business straight. Mr. Blues is coming to town. Catch your business straight. Mr. Blues is coming to town. You've got to stop that jive that you've been putting down. I might come by plane, might come by train, might grab a boat and sail. So don't be surprised if you open your eyes and find me in your morning's mail. Catch your business straight, Mr. Blues is coming to town. Cat sneaking out the back. I'm gonna run over him with my Cadillac. get your business straight. Mr. Blues is coming to town. Yes, I'm coming to town. Mr. Blues is coming. Yes, I'm coming to town. Get your business straight. Stop your fooling around. Well, Mr. Blues is coming. Baby, I'm on my way. You know you got to see me one of these old rainy days.
Man, that cat comes on like Godzilla.
I sure would like to lash on some of that good boogie woogie tonight. You mean some of that fat boogie? That's what I mean. Well, that's what I mean. Well, if you want to hear some boogie, then I know the place. It's just no piano and a knockout bass. The drummer man's got it on 8 feet back. Now, you remember me, dog, and oh, baby, that is black. Man, it's better than chicken fried bacon grease. Come along with me, boys, just down the road a piece. If I walk on down the road a piece. Keep going, man. I'm right behind you.
This is a hit!
Blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
Hey, everybody, did the news get around about a guy named Butcher Pete? Old Pete just flew into this town and he's chopping up all the women's meat.
He's hacking and whacking and smacking. He's hacking and whacking and smacking. He's hacking and whacking and smacking. He just hacks, whacks, chopping that meat.
Butcher Pete's got a long, sharp knife. He starts chopping and don't know when to stop. All you fellas better watch your wives, but Pete don't care whose meat he chops.
He's hacking and whacking and smacking. He's hacking and whacking and smacking. He's hacking and whacking and smacking.
Hey, now. Women, all maids and all.
Packing and
whacking
and smacking.
Oh, Pete.
Packing and whacking.
He loves that meat.
Packing and whacking and smacking. He just hacks, whacks, chopping at me.
Wakes up in the morning, 5:30. Chops from sunrise to sunset. I don't see how he stays alive. Meat's gonna be the death of old Pete, yes.
He's hacking and whacking and smacking.
Nothing yet. Well, they let old Pete out of jail. He went back to his store. All the women who went his bed.
chopping at me.
There's an old woman who's 92, lives down the street. She said, one thing more I want to do is find old Pete and let him chop my meat.
He's hacking and whacking and smacking. He keeps hacking and whacking and smacking. He keeps hacking and whacking and smacking. He just hacks, whacks.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
All right, we got the echo working. I feel much better. This is WFMU East Orange. I'm the Hound. Sitting here with Nick Toshes and Il Bruch, and we're going through the audio portion of the Nick Toshes book, Unsung Heroes of Rock and Roll.
So you can sort of play along at home.
The newly created audio portion.
Right, and the board game will follow.
Uh-huh.
That was Roy Brown, Butcher
Pete. Nintendo cassette.
In the video.
Yeah. Butcher Pete, parts 1 and 2. Cecil Gant as Gunter Lee Carr, We're Gonna Rock. Amos Milburn, Down the Road a Piece, Big Joe Turner, Rebecca. And we opened with Wynonie Harris, Mr. Blues is Coming to Town. So, you might as well, like, plug the book. We'll talk about these characters. We never talk about music here. We're going to break our rule.
Mm.
They're all dead, for one thing.
How'd that happen? Was that whole bunch dead? I mean,
they're all dead.
People tend to get old and die, but, you know, I mean...
Sunrise, sunset, you know.
Even when they're only like 30.
That's very poignant. It's very poignant.
Thank you very much.
It's true. Life is like a song, you know?
Yeah.
These guys are mostly dead, but while they were alive, they were good, which is more than you can say about people that are alive now making records, you know what I mean?
Very good point. What song is your life like?
What song is my life like?
Yeah.
I don't know. Put out your can, here comes the garbage, man. I don't know.
Papa Umau Mau.
I got to think about mine for a second.
We'll see.
I'll come up with something later.
Think first and ask
Begin
later.
The Begin.
So you got a whole bunch of books that you did a book on Jerry Lee Lewis, Hellfire.
Right, very good book.
The good one.
It also came at the same time as 4 other Jerry Lee Lewis books.
Yeah, but see, it distinguishes itself by being like the good one. You know?
Doesn't it seem like you were writing yours for a long time and then a bunch of other guys jumped on the bandwagon and tried to get theirs out?
Yeah, I guess, but those other guys didn't have it right, you know, so I had one up on them.
Especially the Robert Palmer one. That's the worst of the bunch.
Whatever happened to him?
He got fired from the Times and moved to Memphis. And
writing about the blues.
Yeah,
he's jamming clarinet with rock and roll acts as they come through town, man.
Yeah, he's got that
blowing on that big black thing.
He's got a band. Yeah, he's got that big black thing he sticks in his mouth every now and then.
We saw him
and every once in a while he plays
section.
Clarinet too. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got some kind of book on like the birth of rock and roll, right? Good subject for a book. Somebody should do that someday.
Yeah.
I think he traces it back to like a caveman beating on a rock and names the caveman and
some guy with a caftan in West Africa, right?
Yeah, which collector has the rock?
Yeah.
VG minus. It's got a few chips out of it.
Oh, God.
Actually, like, as a subject, you know, it's boring.
It is. We never talk about it, usually.
If you're music?
Yeah.
Yeah, period. But, I mean,
but
it's
some
like,
of these guys are
I mean, to get
characters.
Academic about it, it seems dull. You know
session dates.
Yeah, who cares?
Personnel.
Yeah,
or
right.
The Phil Schaap thing.
Or
yeah,
telling
right.
you what key they played in.
As if they knew, you know. So, I mean, yeah. It's like that guitar solo on that Cecil Gann record, you know. That,
he didn't know what key he was in.
Did he know which
sure.
state he was in?
He knew what instrument he was playing.
See, that's in the good old days when producers kept costs down by paying these people in wine, you know.
I mean, yeah.
They'd only gamble the money away.
And then, so after the Jerry Lee book comes out, he becomes sort of a media sensation, and they make this terrible movie about
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I thought he was, when I was writing that book, which is, lo and behold, 10 years ago, I guess. Then,
and where does the time go?
It's, as you said before, or I said, life is like a song, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like people didn't know if he was dead or alive, just like this experience I've had recently. I told people I was writing a Dean Martin book. Oh, is he alive? He's dead, isn't he? So then, but Jerry Lee is still alive, actually. Most people would have had him dead by 50, and he's now
well,
got to be something, 55.
Based on the last time I saw him, I think it's sort of he's alive by like a medical technicality. You know?
Yeah, from the neck up, he's been dead for a long
those
time.
Eyes,
God
man.
Bless him. God bless him.
Yeah.
God bless him.
And then let's see, what other books have you had out? There was a book on
let's talk
on
about the good ones.
Let's
talk, here's the good books I wrote. Hellfire, Cut Numbers.
Right, your novel,
Unsung
Cut Numbers.
Unsung Heroes of Rock and Roll, this, and the other ones will be out next year.
So what happened with Cut Numbers? No calls from Hollywood on that?
Yeah, I got sold. I sold the movie rights, and I just never made the movie. I sold and book did real well in everywhere. Yeah, I got a movie deal on that.
Hmm.
I'm
well,
lucky.
Just, they automatically license the movie rights
huh?
on these things, don't they?
What do you mean?
I mean, it's like virtually every novel that comes out and sells a few copies. Like somebody's got the.
Oh,
movie
make them yeah, make them feel bad.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
jeez.
The way it works, or it doesn't, you know.
I don't know. They license them, and they don't make them. You know, how many movies get made a year?
How many good movies get made a year?
I think we're still like yeah we're due.
You know?
What was
negative.
The last good one?
Goodfellas. You see that?
That was okay. Yeah.
I like that a lot.
That biker movie with the football player, and it was hysterical, man. Did you see that? What was it called? Stone Cold.
No,
what
but
was
it is
that was a fine piece
biker
of work.
Movies.
A,
I,
mean,
I keep
a
writing these
movie.
Things, and it's like one's worse than the other. I saw a Ghost.
They all look bad on TV.
And I saw The Craze. There, people told me that was good. It was like, this
people have forgotten
monochromatic dud. I mean, you know, it's like
people going around telling me to see Thelma and Louise. Man, I've actually finally caught up with that. That was horrible.
I just like
well, it shows you what you're surrounded by after a while, these people, you know what I'm saying?
Well, people give in, you know, they forget what a good movie's like, you know?
Well, it was a good movie like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now the biker movie with football players is a genre, because there's two of them.
Two movies yeah. makes
remember
a genre.
The other one, CC and Company?
Yeah, two movies makes a genre.
Joe there Namath is. And Ann Margaret.
Biker movies starring ex-football players.
Yeah. So did you get a lot of feedback about the stuff in the book, like calling Joe Turner a big fat F and stuff like that, any like
yeah,
super
yeah. Well, most of the feedback I got was good. I got like, you know, I guess actually that specific thing, I got like a bad response from this little insect from named Dave Marsh, who was like,
oh really?
I think
he is an insect.
What's his job these days? He washes Bruce Springsteen's feet or something?
He's
I mean,
he's the conscience of rock and roll, I believe.
No,
the conscience of rock and roll.
He's a short little guy. Did you ever see him?
I know
They're
him for
all
years.
Short
I know
guys.
Knee high to the mic stand.
I knew him when he was just beginning to get ugly.
I believe he's the pin boy in Bruce Springsteen's personal bowling alley in the basement of one of his.
I mean, there's like a no talent guy, Bruce Springsteen. He's like, he's supposed to be like that. This is what the white man has to offer, you know, and the black man has what? What's that? NWA, Niggers with Attitude? I mean, you ever hear them? I mean, it's like.
It's all indistinguishable.
The sampling
this is
thing,
the good
it sounds
stuff.
Like a radio stuck between stations, you know?
Yeah, right, yeah.
As if this one doesn't.
Well,
I mean, here we have an excuse.
Yeah, it's true. Doesn't any paying station want this show?
Oh, man, they're going to love that later.
It's the number 678-7743.
Licensing deals.
Come on. My old lady's out of a job after this week. We got to make some dough.
Yeah. You're going to join the ranks
of homeless
concession
just when
they close
the
your, park in your neighborhood.
It's true.
You ain't sleeping in my doorway.
All right, so we're going to do Hillbilly Hangover now, and we got some stuff. This is all, guys, from your earlier book, Country, America's Biggest Music.
Who are we going to hear?
The one where you use the N-word.
I'll tell you what we got queued up. We got Emmett Miller.
Wait, the NWA uses it, right?
True. But they spell it funny.
Did you see Hoes with Attitudes, HWA?
No.
Anybody tell them about that? There's a W in Ho. It's an actual group, Hoes with Attitudes.
Yeah, but that the W is like
how
that's
fresh.
politically incorrect, I think.
Oh, well.
P.I.C.
Sorry.
Got to ask.
We got Emmett Miller, Governor Jimmy Davis, Cliff Carlisle, Jimmy Rogers, and Milton Brown and his Brownies. This is all stuff that...
All good stuff.
Stuff you couldn't possibly hear when that book came out.
You'll never hear it on a so-called country radio station.
Yeah, you probably never hear Emmett Miller again, especially
these
when we're going to play.
These days you don't even hear a pedal steel on a country radio station.
What does this stuff sound like these days?
Sort of like, I don't know.
It all sounds like either Randy Travis or Hank Williams Jr.
Who are these guys? I see a picture. There. All of these guys that sort of look like, we won't use any words, but these guys like Clint Black and... The guy with the white hat. Who are these people?
I don't know.
You gotta wonder, huh?
They're towel boys, you know. Yeah. Various,
well, you know,
those establishments throughout the South.
Some of those old guys were too. You heard those Roy Acuff rumors, right?
I heard a great one actually, involving a friend of ours.
And there's also the Amos Milburn tales I didn't put in the book,
right, so to speak.
No, we all live in fear of litigation.
Yeah.
These days, it's true. There's no like anti-lawyer songs, right? God, I mean.
I got a joke. What's the difference between a catfish and a lawyer?
I give up. What?
Well, one's a scum sucking bottom feeder and one's a fish. All right, let's
WFMU East Orange.
All right, let's
no
get
jokes.
This Emmett Miller and the Pickaninny's
Life
Paradise.
Life is not a joking man.
No, it's a song. Now
what's the matter, honey? There's a tear in your eye. Do white folks say they don't know where you go when you die? Come to your mammy, dear. Unless I'm here, I'll tell you where those colored children go when they leave here. Now there's a happy land above the sky so blue. And the sun was a wind down for you. Come lay your... That kinky head in a bit on a pillow of white and a sleepy night. Oh, while the angels will watch over you every night, a little kick pop up from the ground will sweet molasses all around. Old Uncle Joe is up playing a tune upon that ever-loving old banjo. The streets are all paved with gold, I am told, every bird in the sky has diamond eyes. Now ain't that nice? Every little kinky-headed girl and boy has the cutest silver pony just for a toy in the place they call that Pickaninny Paradise.
Hadn't said that. All right, mighty fine. Moving right along here, we want to dedicate our hymn today to Burford and anybody else who was locked up in the hospital like he was.
We bought the license, went to see Parson Brown. Cohen couldn't wait, and she throwed me down. Says, now, Parson, don't wait so long. 2 more minutes and I'm going wrong. She's coming through town in a red nightgown. Somebody hit Corrine with 2 headlocks and a sock in the jaw. I said, Corrine, what's the matter now? Says, Papa said, don't take me too fast. If you take me too fast, sweet mama can't last. She's coming through town in a red nightgown. Somebody hit Corrine. Went home to settle down. Corrine chased me round and round. Says, now, Papa, don't you run. You my meat, you son of a gun. She's coming through town in a red nightgown. Somebody hit Corrine. She called in the neighbors to head me off. I made a high dive for the old hayloft. About daybreak, I must say, in the peanut hay, sweet mama strayed. She's going through town in a red nightgown. Somebody hit Corrine. Well, the goobers flew and the hay went wild. Fireman, save my child. Never again will I settle down with the girl they call Corrine Brown. She's coming through town in a red nightgown. Somebody hit Corrine.
Can you hear me all right? All right. Let's get 2 old boys up here now, Red and Wesley, the 2 young country singers. I told them they could each do a solo tonight, but they didn't want to. They said singing together is what made them what they are today. What you got for us, boys?
When the warship left Manila.
All right, that's a gooder. Puerto Rico, baby.
Hey, that's Filipino baby,
home. Oh, okay. Filipino baby. I knew it was some kind of foreigner. That's a good one. Let it go, boys.
I can stand the blues 10,000 times a year. I can stand the blues 10,000 times. But I can't stand the blues of my mouse's ear. My little mama, she got a mouse's ear. Hey, buddy. But she's gonna lose it when I shift my gear. Dee-oh-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Got the mouse's ear blues and I'm southern bound. Got the mouse's ear blues and I'm southern bound. I'm leaving town now. I'm going back to Carolina to old. the polka dot. My mouse is here, she's just like a polka dot. She all run together cause she got so doggone hot. Man, man, the other day, gonna take my mouses here for a midnight ride. Gonna take my mouses here for a midnight ride. I sure am now. Gonna use my old straight eight, cause it's long and wide. Young lady. Wait a minute, son. What are you yodeling about?
What's the matter?
Now, listen, you tend to your business, see? This is my mouse's ear, and I'll do the yodeling, so you just keep out of it.
Wesley. Hey, drop you. Burford. Burford, see if you can get my hand back there. I wish they wouldn't do that. I wish they wouldn't do that. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I asked. I don't know. I asked them to be on their best behavior. I don't know. These Mercury people so nice. I don't know. I don't know.
I've got a gal. Oh, what a gal. She weighs 200 pounds. But she is just my kind of gal, the best one I have found. Can she pet? Oh, how she pets. Why, each night in the park, I take my cornbed mama out and nick where it is dark. Oh, she takes a little, what's it? Where she goes, a little funny, what's it always shows. But when she struts down the street, a little what's it KBB. Cause she's not too fat, she's not too thin, but where she sticks out, she should cave in. She takes a little what's it where she goes, and her what's it never grows. But when she struts right down the street, her little what's it can't be beat. But she's my gal, my dog-faced gal, from Nashville, Tennessee. What feet she wears, a number 9. Her feet are big and she is strong, this dog faced gal of mine. And when we walk, we always go to places she likes best. I walk a while, then she sits down to let her what's it rest. Oh, she takes a little what's it where she goes, a little what's it never grows. When she struts right down the street, a little what's it can't be beat. But she's my gal, my dog-faced gal, from Nashville, Tennessee.
moving along here. Here's one we'd like to do for old Roy and his good wife, Rosalie, over at Roy's Radio Repair. Remember Roy's motto, if it's working, don't bring it to Roy. All right. This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but we'll do it anyway. Okay. All right.
Just my gal and me sitting in that cheesy breeze.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Bet you were wondering how they were going to end that one. So our hillbilly hangover for today, Milton Brown and his brownies, Cheesy Breeze. Jimmy Rogers with his ode to an overgrown clitoris, What's It? Cliff Carlisle, Mousier Blues, Jimmy Davis, Red Nightgown Blues, and Emmett Miller and his Georgia Crackers picking in his Paradise, Something to Offend Everybody. Dave Marsh, we'll dedicate that one to him.
Wherever he is
below
now.
Below dedication. We need dedication.
If somebody like that picks on you, then you know
you're
doing
things
right.
What are people with sensitive
right?
souls doing listening to rock and roll? I mean, you know.
Figure.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Can we shoot out that light?
They should be out having brunch with Paul Simon or something.
Somebody keeps giving the wrong answer out back.
So, what do you know about these guys? You dedicated two chapters in your book to Emmett Miller.
Well, Emmett Miller, I mean, in a serious vein, if you listen to Emmett Miller, you can see basically where Jimmy Rogers got it from, where Hank Williams got it from.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have Lovesick Blues by Emmett Miller?
Yeah.
Well, if we play that.
Where'd he get it from?
God only knows.
He just had it.
God only knows.
Mm-hmm. Did you really have a photograph of him with his face burned out?
Sure did.
Wow. Jimmy Davis, he became governor of Louisiana.
Twice.
Wrote You Are My Sunshine, went totally soft in the head on Jesus. Too bad about that.
He's still alive and does shows, actually.
He is.
Yeah.
Did some at the Jazz and Heritage Festival a couple of years ago.
Yeah, but he didn't do Red Nightgown Blues, so.
No, he didn't get around to that one. I don't know. He didn't.
Ran for office, the competition always used to bring these records out of the mothballs.
Yeah, say, look at these horrible records he made, and everybody vote for him.
Only Louisiana.
Because of that.
Yeah.
Cliff. I mean, does Buddy Romer sing or David Duke? I mean, things have fallen.
Yeah, I bet Huey Long could have made a good blues record.
What do you suppose David Duke likes to listen to at home?
I don't know. What are those Nazis like?
Percy Faith.
Yeah, really. Like just
Bruce Springsteen.
Dinner music. Bruce Springsteen.
Born in the USA. That's probably what he likes.
Chrysler commercial.
Cliff Carlisle, Mouse Ear Blues. What happened to him? You know what a mouse ear is out there, folks? A mouse ear is a hymen.
This guy's got the female anatomy on the mind.
I mean, yeah. It's my specialty.
Hey, one of them just walked by, too, so you say the magic word, female.
She's ducking. Oh,
who's gone. That?
Radio set gag. I don't know the staff well enough.
Watch it.
Oh. Nobody knows what happened to Cliff Carlisle.
Three-way dead air there.
He was real old, and he was living in Lexington, Kentucky, because I was corresponding with him. And the handwriting kept getting shakier and vaguer.
And then he just sent you a blank sheet of paper, and you knew he was dead.
That was better than this guy's joke.
It's true. Well, everybody knows what happened to Jimmy Rogers. He got TB, died. Milton Brown cracked his car.
He died
upright.
Young. I mean, he died young. He beat these rock and roll guys at their own game.
He was the Jim Morrison of his era.
Yeah, Oliver Stone's making a movie.
Yeah. The Jimmy
it's
Rogers
called TB.
Story.
TB.
Yeah, Milton Brown, car crash, right, for him?
Car crash. Right.
And, yeah, Bob Wills kind of picked up his thunder, I guess. Anyway, we do have some news, though. A little bit of news. You want to... You got a choice here from the pussy desk?
The cat death or human death?
Wilson.
Which one you like?
You
can have that one, Bruce. I'll start. Anchorage, Alaska, cruelty to animals is against the law, but eating animals is not, so a man who ate a cat entrusted to him by his neighbor cannot be prosecuted. Well, there's a state that stands up for freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Cat owner Shane Calkins said he asked the man to look after his pet and her kittens while he tried to find a new home. Calkins is allergic to cats and couldn't stand having them around any longer. I thought he would take good care of them, but he didn't. He cooked them. He cooked them up. He ate them.
In like a wine sauce?
It doesn't say exactly.
I guess these days people grill things, you know?
Yeah. Maybe
maybe
cat flambeau.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it's nice to see he's not going to go to jail for that.
Well, the score's even, though, because
I'll send him my cat.
Jail?
Really? Chelmsford, England. Pet cat killed an 80-year-old woman when it jumped to greet her after being missing for a month, police said yesterday. Ann Edmonds, a widow, was in the garden of her home on Tuesday when the cat returned home and leaped on her leg, severing a vein in her leg, said Acting Inspector John Woodgate. Neighbors rushed to help as blood poured from the wound, but Edmonds lapsed into unconsciousness and died. Neighbors were caring for the death cat yesterday. Chelmsford is 30 miles northeast of London, it says here, if you want to
so we're even.
Look at the stains.
It's like,
the chalk marks.
We're even. You want to do the Wilson Pickett one?
Yeah, sure.
It's Wilson Pickett.
Wilson Pickett back in the news where he belongs, folks.
The little Benji of soul music.
There it is.
We usually don't work for free, but... Okay, singer-songwriter Wilson Pickett faces various charges after he was arrested, quote, in the midnight hour, unquote,
cute,
for shouting out death threats and driving across the lawn of his neighbor, Englewood Mayor Donald Aronson.
That's illegal?
Pickett, 50, was arrested early Tuesday morning after police arrived at the scene and found the singer driving erratically on the street, moments after he had dug out a semicircle driveway in Aronson's manicured front lawn, said Englewood Police Captain Charles Tinsley.
Well,
let's see, one thing. Let's get to the end here.
He's a natural.
It's true.
The mayor referred Pickett to city manager Jack Drakeford, who said that all construction was taking place within the proper hours. Fahey.
We may be in a whole other story now.
What else, Fahey? That's enough for Wilson. Wilson's still doing it.
Constructing Wilson Pickett's hairdo for his...
I mean,
chipping together his conch for the 90s.
He is one of the cooler Atlantic soul singers because he always referred to Ahmet Erdogan as Omelet.
Left out one good one. Let's
do you mind it?
The police officers noted a strong odor of alcohol coming from the suspect.
No.
Uh-oh.
Not Wilson.
Does that mean he drinks?
Not
Wilson
Pickett. Just say no, Pickett.
Wilson actually did a little time in the men's reformatory a couple of years ago for having a loaded shotgun in his trunk.
Yeah,
which,
like,
listeners, take note, having a loaded gun in your car is illegal in almost all states now. So,
yeah.
Watch yourselves.
He did bring it into a bar and shoot up the bar in Englewood once, and he shot one of the Isley brothers in the eye, and... He's Mr. Fun.
Yeah, he's
without a doubt.
Ride Wilson, ride.
Yeah. The Wicked Picket, as we call them, down at the bar. Oh, so what else is going on here?
We're I don't know. You got any records to play?
This is like this is the only news that people should be concerned about, right? These three items.
I mean, those
the dog, the cat, and
the important stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Forget about everything else. Forget about Iraq, Iran, all that nonsense.
Yeah, it's over there.
That's old news, man. Get with it.
Well, what we got queued up here is this is an act you can actually catch in Atlantic City almost every summer. The Traineers. So one of them is
now these
dead.
People are alive.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They are alive.
Some of these guys in the next set are alive. We'll let you guess which ones sound like
they're
still
alive. Dead or alive.
Well, you be the judge, folks.
This is live from Tony's Fish Market.
Which
if
is
you hear
joke.
Yourself, call
not
in if you're alive.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Cabaret Theater of Tony's Fish Market Restaurant. Right now presenting for the second appearance of the evening, those eight swinging alcoholics. Here we are, the Traineers. Hey! Now we've got Don on sax, Frank on drums, Tippy on bass, Gene on piano, Buddy Clem Clark sing the jive. Come on, everybody, get the joint alive. Rockin' is our business, rockin' is what we do. Rock, rock, everybody, rock, rock, everybody, rock. Rock, everybody, rock. Rock, everybody, rock. Look out. Rock, everybody.
Right now, incidentally, our sponsor's a Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks. Well, I...
Well, in the heart of Dixie in Alabama, well, there's a place we love called Birmingham. Everybody rocking and shuffling their feet. The music is rocking with a solid beat.
Everybody had a good time. Yeah,
everybody rocking and shuffling too. The music is rocking, ain't nobody blue. A funny little rhythm with a solid sound. A boogie and a jump called the Birmingham Bounce.
When you come down south and you want a good time, come to a dance when you're feeling fine. That's what it takes to spend a happy time. Let's all dance together, have a wonderful time. Everybody dance now.
Everybody rocking and dancing too. The music is rocking, ain't nobody blue. A funny little rhythm with a solid sound. A boogie and a jump called the Birmingham Bounce. Everybody jumping and dancing too. The music is rocking, ain't nobody blue. A funny little rhythm with a solid sound. A boogie and a jump called the Birmingham Bounce.
This is a hit!
Down in New Orleans where everything's fine, all them cats is drinking that wine, drinking that mess they didn't like. When he gets drunk, start singing all night, drinking wine, spirit-y, drink wine, pop, pop, wine, spirit-y, drink wine, pop, pop, wine, spirit-y, drink wine, pop, pop, pass that bottle to me. Drinking that mess they didn't like. When he gets drunk, start fighting all night, knocking down the windows and tearing out doors, drinking half a gallon and calling for more. Drinking wine, spirit-y, drink wine, pop, pop. Wine, spirit-y, drink wine, pop, pop. Wine, spirit-y, drink wine, pop, pop. Hands that bottle to me. Hoy, hoy, hoy.
Wine, wine, wine.
Elderberry.
Wine, wine, wine.
Port cherry.
Wine, wine, wine.
Blackberry.
Wine, wine, wine.
Half and half.
Wine, wine, wine.
Oh, boy, pass that bottle to me. If you want to get along, New Orleans town, buy some wine and pass it all around. Age runs up, 49. All those cats, they love sweet wine. Drinking wine, spirit-y, drink wine, pop, pop. Wine, spirit-y, drink wine, pop, pop. Wine, spirit-y, drink wine, pop, pop. Pass that bottle to me. Hoy, hoy.
Wine, wine, wine.
Elderberry.
Wine, wine, wine.
Port cherry.
Wine, wine, wine.
Blackberry.
Wine, wine, wine.
Half and half.
Wine, wine, wine.
Oh, boy, pass that bottle to me. Drink that slop. That's what I'm talking about. On Rampart Street at Willie's Den, he wasn't selling but a diligent. One cat wanted a bottle of wine. If that cat for a dollar and a dime, a drinking wine, spirit-y, drink wine, pop, pop. Wine, spirit-y, drink wine, pop, pop. Wine, spirit-y, drink wine, pop, pop. Hands that bottle to me. Hoy, hoy.
Wine, wine, wine.
Elderberry.
Wine, wine, wine.
Port cherry.
Wine, wine.
Blackberry.
Wine, wine, wine.
Half and half.
Wine, wine, wine.
Oh, boy, pass that bottle to me. I got a nickel, have you got a dime? Let's get together and get a little wine. Some by the fifth, some by the quart. But when you buy sherry, now you're doing things smart. Drinking wine, spirit-y, drink wine, pop, pop. Drinking wine, spirit-y, drink wine, pop, pop. Wine, spirit-y, drink wine, pop, pop. Pass that bottle to me.
Yes, I had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I like to do something else.
We're gonna tear down the mailbox, rip up the floor, smash out the windows and knock down the door. We're gonna rock, rock this joint, we're gonna rock. Rock this joint, we're gonna rock. Rock this joint, we're gonna rock this joint tonight. Well, six times six is 36. I ain't gonna hit for six more licks. We're gonna rock, rock this joint, we're gonna rock. Rock this joint, we're gonna rock. Rock this joint, we're gonna rock this joint tonight. Sugarfoot rag, side by side, a flying low and a flying wide. We're gonna rock, rock this joint, we're gonna rock. Rock this joint, we're gonna rock. Rock this joint, we're gonna rock this joint tonight. Paul Jones and a Virginia reel. Just let your feet know how you feel. We're gonna rock. Rock this joint, we're gonna rock. Rock this joint, we're gonna rock. rock this joint. We're gonna rock this joint tonight. Times six is 36. I ain't gonna hit for six more licks. We're gonna rock, rock this joint. We're gonna rock, rock this joint. We're gonna rock, rock this joint. We're gonna rock this joint tonight.
Hi there. This is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, and you're listening to The Hound. You remember the hound? I'm talking about the hound, the stone cold blooded hound. WFUM. No. Let me do another one. Hi there, this is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. And you're listening to the hound. I mean the hound, the cold blooded hound. On WFMU, East Orange 91.1 on your dial. And if you change that dial, I will break your fingers.
And it's a chocolate cake, so let's all gather around, you youngins, and let's cut us off a great big piece of it. That burn you, Benny Walker, get your finger out of it over there.
Get your finger out of it, it don't belong to you. Get your finger out of it, it don't belong to you. I wouldn't give you a piece, now I don't care what you do. Oh, Johnny White, let's hear you.
Mm-hmm.
the sweetest darn stuff you ever seen. Get your finger out of it, it don't belong to you. I wouldn't give you a piece, now I don't care what you do. Oh, come in, Lenny. Well, I cut it once, I cut it twice. The third time I cut it, it was awful nice. Get your finger out of it, it don't belong to you. I wouldn't give you a piece, now I don't care what you do. Yeah, here's that Jody boy, Joe Clevenger. Old Grandpa said just before he died, if he could be satisfied, get your finger out of it, it don't belong to you. I wouldn't give you a piece, now I don't care what you do. Oh, let's talk. Take away your hand and don't let it linger. You'll get sticky stuff all over your finger. Get your finger out of it. It don't belong to you. I wouldn't give you a piece, now I don't care what you do.
Who was a normal man? Normal until 5 days ago, when he was stricken with a disease that affects one of every 18,000 Americans.
Honey, when do you want to have the Nelsons over for a barbecue?
Sunday!
Jay Cook has hot rod truck and tractor pull announcer's disease.
See big beefy Bob come off, slap his meat to the grill with a hot fuel charcoal startup, drill his big bun daddy, matches wits with flaming Frank, and a smoky mesquite hibachi burnout.
There is no cure, no hope for this tragic condition, which can strike anywhere.
Let's go to the drive-in tonight, dear. Should we take the Buick?
Let's take the super colossal 4x4 car-crushing Bigfoot.
Huh?
Send your dollars to the Foundation for Hot Rod Truck and Tractor Pull Announcer's Disease, Hollywood, California.
Honey, it's Friday night. You know what that means.
Action, 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 action!
Please help.
You've heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along. Smart and designed, black convertible top, and the gals don't mind. Sporting with me, riding all around town for joy. Blow your horn, baby, blow! In my rocket and don't be late, baby, we're pulling out about half past eight.
going round the corner and hit a bill. Everybody in my car's gonna take a little nip. Move on out, oozing and cruising along.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right, it's the Hound. This is WFMU East Orange. We're here with Nick Toshes, and we're working our way through the Unsung Heroes of Rock and Roll. Fortunately, I think it's all, we actually got them all. We're done. We can go early. That was Jackie Breston, Rocket 88. He's dead. Skeets McDonald, Birthday Cake Boogie. Who knows? Is he alive? Dead?
Don't ask me.
You don't know.
Well, yeah, why would he know? He only wrote a book.
Midnighters tore up, still alive.
Sorry, obituaries, you know.
Bill Haley rocked the joint. Now, wait a second. This is Unsung Heroes of Rock and Roll. Wouldn't you think of Bill Haley as a guy who's been, like, overtly sung?
Yeah, but basically for not the stuff that I talk about in the book. You know, I talk about the pre-rock around the clock stuff.
Uh-huh.
The good ones.
The weird side of Western swingy kind of.
Yeah. Glad we straightened that out.
Yeah.
Stick McGee, he's dead. Wine Spodioti. Hard Rock Gunter.
What was this death thing you're on? I mean, it doesn't matter if they're alive or dead.
Huh?
It doesn't matter if they're alive or dead.
I know, but since we
established the leitmotif prior to the set, so.
Wilson Pickett's alive, the cat's dead. I
mean, yeah, exactly.
The guy ate the cat.
Hard Rock Gunner.
If you know anybody who's dead, bounce. Give a call. We'll tell it over to you.
Well, here's where it all ties together. The Traineers. The
Traineers are alive.
One live, one dead. Well, the Traineer twins.
Oh, one live, one. Oh, is that what you're doing? One live, one dead. So where do you put Skeets McDonald?
In the outbox?
Rocking is our business. That was the Traineers. I don't know. What happened to Skeets?
Traineers are great because they're
Skeets,
still going.
Skeets, call home.
Yeah, Skeets. Give a call.
Hmm.
Skeets is working.
He's got to be dead.
You think? You know.
I dare him to be alive.
Double dog dare him? It's bold words, Nick.
Live to see the Bear Family 14 record box set.
Session dates.
The Skeet.
Other personnel unknown. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. What is Skeets McDonald's story? You wrote it.
Yeah, I didn't write it that deeply. Well, Skeets was just the reason Skeets is in the books. I needed more white people.
Really?
What, your editor told you that?
No, I told me that. You know what I'm saying?
Just to sort of balance it out.
Yeah, I get sick of looking at these colored people in the pictures. You know?
Right.
So we got Skeets, Louis Prima, the greatest of them all.
Yeah, that's coming up in a little bit.
The crown of creation. I mean, Keeley. Well, Louis did it all. I mean, who would you take, Louis or Bruce Springsteen?
Take what? Well, depends on where I was taking him.
No, say you got
to Milton Berle's house.
You mean? Louis Prima. It's a whole.
It's a love thing.
Would you rather hear David Lee Roth do Just a Gigolo or Louis?
Oh, well, Louis, of course. But
I see Louis' video.
That one little anecdote in your book about Louis getting down and
in Las Vegas.
Yeah, getting someone else's head wet.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah. Hey,
you know what?
There's a lot of.
Can we do a dramatic reading from this, Bruce? You want to do a dramatic reading?
Yeah, of what? You know what just I love? The Johnny Ace chapter is my personal favorite. I bought this book when the first time it came out. In fact, I sent a copy to my
chapter?
Little brother. Yeah. I just remember blowing out what little brains he had. I remember that.
I like the picture of them trying to book his dead body that came from Billy Miller's collection. They did leave off the thing.
Uh-huh.
The bottom of it.
Johnny Ace available for bookings. Wild Girl is waiting at the window.
If you can just do a dramatic reading of that one first paragraph there, old Bruce. Bruce is really good at this. You won't be embarrassed, Nick, at all.
Louis Prima often spoke.
Did he finish school or anything? Okay.
Yeah, well.
Well, no, but.
We'll talk about it later. Louis Prima often spoke of writing a book about his life and times. Had he done so, his memory would not have. Oh, yeah, I'm really great at it. Not have to be contented with the few meager and hastily written paragraphs that follow. Indeed, were it not for the kindness of my own heart, his memory would have not even these. No, I didn't finish school to answer your question.
You can stop whenever you want.
What do we learn from that? You said the first paragraph.
Yeah, I was thinking of the second paragraph. I don't know. Let's just get the vibe report
this
on
the line. This
guy's
in charge, too, right?
Yeah. Well,
hey,
you know.
You get what you pay for in the radio world.
He wears the headphones.
Yeah.
All right. Airline.
Roscoe, yes, save us.
Yo.
Hey,
good
morning.
How goes it?
Goes good, I think. Really well. We're knocking them dead.
You guys are getting to some incredible facts.
The offers are coming over the phone.
There it is. There's stuff falling off the walls.
Shut up. We'll pay you.
How about it?
Yeah. How about it? So, Roscoe, since we last vibed, a major change has come over your life.
3,500 miles.
And a wife.
Unbelievable. Hold on a minute. This is
ridiculous.
There's a
call waiting on a vibe report?
Great.
Great day we're having here. Well, back to dramatic readings, I don't know.
If you mean second paragraph, you got to say second paragraph, you know. I'm just
it was Joey
lines.
Skidmore.
Hello, Joey. Buttsteak.
Mr. Buttsteak.
So,
how's married life?
So, the SCO is a married man. I'm getting ready for it. I'm married, but, you know, in New York, it means a lot more, almost, to be shacking up than actually have done the deed, in a way.
I mean, you have to make enough room in your apartment for the... for your blushing bride to move into.
Right, so that's what me and Dennis right now have got the closet made organizer set, and we are closetizing, trying to double my closet space for pennies.
Beautiful thing. Is that what you're paying Den, pennies?
Well, he's got me making coffee on the hottest day of the whole damn year.
Well, you know, Dad. By the time he gets around to drinking it, it'll be nice and cold.
Well, no, and he's already given me a little bit of you know, for not telling him to go to Ray's in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
As well, we're going to have to let it cool down now. And
so what's the vibe?
I took him to Two Boots and got him a sandwich and everything. You know, it was a couple notches above the usual Polish breakfast fare.
Mm.
You know, trying to be a nice guy. The vibe is just, you know, the heat and trying to get things done, blah, blah, blah.
It's not the heat, it's the stupidity.
Yeah,
about it.
Definitely the stupidity.
It's nothing like breaking a sweat tying your shoes, you know?
And, yeah, I definitely have been sweating around the joint, you know, running around. Party was good. The whole Hot Springs vibe was pretty incredible.
Hot Springs was amazing.
I love the photos.
And you stuck around for a few days after I did.
Yeah, we liked it so much we moved in for a while.
Oh, man. I just, the moron level of the servants in that area was just so high that, you know, I just, you know, couldn't get my toast right, and I just left the state. After several chigger bites, you know, it's been a while since I got a chigger bite.
Chiggers.
I was the only one who didn't get chigger bit.
That's reason enough to move out of the South right
I
there.
I think that's because you had the right, I think chiggers behave just the way, mosquitoes do with the smokables.
Yeah, it's the Italian thing. They slide off.
Yeah. Hmm. But my mom did tell me the old-fashioned remedy, which does work the best.
Yeah, Sally is now covered in nail polish.
Clear nail polish smothers the little buggers. Because if you don't kill them, they'll just crawl around under you and come out someplace else.
Yeah, they head for the brain.
Yeah, for an unsightly blotch.
Wow. Oh, boy, it's true.
The chiggers are quite a concept. Like I said, it's reason enough to move out of the South right there.
My dad said he wouldn't even ever fly over Arkansas again.
Yeah, well, we'd have to show you the hot spots.
Yeah.
We sort of dug up the actual Hot Springs lifestyle factor.
I was looking for more of a tablecloth kind of area.
Yeah, well, you'd have to go across state lines to find a clean tablecloth.
Yeah, it's true. Well, you guys got a lot of facts to get up on, you know?
We're working on it,
and,
yeah.
You know, aloha to the Mr. Tosh's. And,
aloha?
Aloha.
Aloha.
It's Hawaiian. It means aloha and goodbye at the same time.
It's a traditional greeting in our neck of the woods.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we got to get this guy, Hound, you know, like,
which
because
guy?
Now that I've been dragged
are
into
we mad? Oh, that guy.
We got to get him.
I have a funny story about that too, but I can't tell it on the air. I've been ordered not to.
You know, knock yourself out. It's already been pretty nebulous. What are you talking about?
Well,
the one we can't talk about.
The guy that we can't talk about has talked about.
This.
He's brought me into the whole thing, and I didn't do anything about it. In one of his stupid little college rock papers that talks about bands that can't, that just don't have it together to buy a tuner, you know.
Tuna.
But anyway...
I'll take some tuna.
Anyway, I'll get some copies of this thing, and then we can go to this office or something.
Tomato,
I'm tired of it. The last guy that I had to apologize to, or even the idea of just letting someone apologize to me for something that I wanted to kill him for is so unsatisfying that we just can't have this happen anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I read you loud and clear, Sco.
Okay.
Let's get to work on this when I get back from Virginia.
Hey,
Hey.
Maybe I'll see you guys later for the Booze Fest.
Good chance of it.
Let me know where it'll be, because me and Dan will be here toiling till then.
There's a limited amount of places we can have such a thing.
Right.
That sort of allowed.
Yeah. One or two. Let me know so I'm not stuck at the other one by myself.
No problem.
There you go.
Okay, here, Roscoe.
Bye-bye. Have a good one.
The State of the Vibe Report, folks. How does he do it?
How do he do it?
Anyway.
Well, I'm looking forward to you playing some records.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. This is our traditional VOM set, but we're not going to do a VOM set today. What we have is something much classier. Since we just got back from staying in first-class hotels, we got the martini factor, you know, of this, following the litany of the book Unsung Heroes of Rock and Roll, Charles Brown, Ellen May Morris, Nat Cole, the great Louis Primo, and it gets Louis Jordan, and then we're going to end it up with Dean Martin, who...
These are all classy acts.
These are... Yeah,
this is not
Skeets McDonald.
Yeah, slicker than snot on a doorknob, some of these guys.
About it.
All right, let's kick it off. We got Charles Brown, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about your upcoming book, right?
Sounds good.
Mr. Brown, you're on.
2 seconds, Mr. Brown.
Well, I'm drifting and drifting like a ship out on the sea. I'm drifting and drifting like a ship out on the sea. Well, I ain't got nobody in this world to care for me. If my baby would only take me back again, if my baby would only take me back again. Well, you know I ain't good for nothing, baby. Well, I haven't got no friend.
On a dime, your clock is ticking on the wrong time.
Well, what's your pleasure, treasure? You call the plays, I'll dig the ways.
Hey, Daddy-O, I'm not so crude as to drop my mood on a square from way back. I'm in there and have to dig life with Father, and I mean Father's slack.
Well, baby, your play gives my wig a solid flip. You snap the whip, I'll make the trip.
Well, lace up your boots and we'll broom on down to a knocked-out shack on the edge of town. There's an 8-foot combo that just won't quit. Keep walking till you see a blue light lit. Fall in there and we'll see some sights at the house of blue lights. There's fryers and broilers and Detroit barbecue ribs. But the treat of the trees is when they serve you those fine 8-foot. You want to spend the rest of your brides. Set up the house of blue lights. It's a real homecoming for all those cats. Just drill it down the path of welcome mats. Fall in there and we'll see some sights at the house of blue lights.
Have a chat with Nat about Italian Swiss colony wine. While talking with some friends the other night, the conversation swung around to Italian Swiss colony California pale dry sherry. They asked me what makes it so mellow. Well, Nat King Cole doesn't pretend to be a wine expert, but I could answer that one. Italian Swiss colony pale dry sherry is extra mellow because it's aged in redwood. I enjoy it. I think you will, too. Now, the yodel hobby. So smooth. So smooth and mellow. That you just can't miss with Italian Swiss. Italian Swiss colony wine.
The greatest.
Get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Now you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City. Looks mighty pretty, you'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this timely tip when you make that California trip. Get your kicks on Route 66. Mm-hmm.
to this timely tip. When you make that California trip, I get your kicks on Route 66. I get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66.
Girl, this motherfucker's got rhythm.
Five months, 2 weeks, 2 days. My loving baby's been gone. 5 months, 2 weeks, 2 days. My loving baby's been gone. If you see my baby, please send her home for me. Hurry, oh, oh, baby. 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 Hurry, oh, oh, baby.
But I'm gonna let you slide this time here. You're greasy enough.
Keep, so let the good time roll.
let the good times roll. Don't care if you're young or old, get together and let the good times roll.
Go ahead now. All right, let him have it. How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head? Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. She's telling me we'll be wed. She's picked out a king-size bed. I couldn't feel any better, or I'd be sick. Tell me quick, oh, ain't love a kick? Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head?
And meanwhile, back in the States,
I'm really starting to feel like William B. now.
Yeah.
The ghost of William B. is upon us.
Francis Albert.
It's true. No, that was Dean Martin. Ain't that a kick in the head? The king of rock and roll. Louis Jordan, let the good times roll. Louis Prima, 5 months, 2 weeks, 2 days. Nat King Cole, Route 66. Ella Mae Morris with Freddie Slack, House of Blue Lights. Charles Brown, Driftin' Blues. How many of those people have worn toupees? Do you know where a toupee?
God forbid, no.
This is real hair? That's impressive.
Dino has apparently received one or two too many kicks to the head, though. Huh?
Self-inflicted, I think.
So you're finishing up a book on Dean Martin.
Well, you didn't let me ask you a question.
Oh.
Charles Brown wears a toupee.
Yes.
And he's also a... I just learned this today, folks. I didn't know that someone informed me that the Village Voice does not allow people to use the word sissy for some reason.
Right.
It's not politically correct. Well, Charles Brown, for lack of a better word, is a fine sissy singer. And a fine toupee, much better than Sinatra's.
He's a sissy man.
Ella Mae Morris, not a toupee.
Well, might be something else.
You think she has falsies? Could be. Nat King Cole, falsies and a toupee? What do you think?
And a pre-op?
He's dead.
Yeah, he's dead. So,
oh, we're back to that.
It's neither here nor there. Louis Prima, well.
God.
Definitely.
God, thanks to all people. Really?
I mean, it begins and ends with Louis in a way.
The icon of all icons here. And Louis Jordan, kind of the double Louis. There it is.
Louis squared. Louis to the third.
Go. Louis to the nth.
Mm. Times 10 to the 23rd.
Did you see there's a Louis magazine?
Really? I did see that, yeah.
They print the dirty lyrics?
No, it's more like a... looks sort of like a frat house bathroom reading.
kind of a...
Oh, neat.
But, you know, it's like two pages, it's $3.
Uh-huh.
Back to Dean Martin.
Some bargain. Back to Dean, yeah.
Yeah, so we're back to Dean.
I just saw him in Kiss Me Stupid a couple of weeks ago. It's a fine piece of movie.
Isn't work.
It really was?
You keep saying it's Kiss Me Stupid as if...
Like Kiss Me Deadly?
Kissing, yeah.
Kiss Me Stupid.
Yeah, Kiss Me...
It's a movie
comma,
title.
They
don't
stupid.
Have to put any emphasis on it, the emphasis on it that you don't want. Okay.
But it has a comma, though, it does.
Yeah, it does have a comma.
Kiss Me.
Do people
stupid.
Still
I'm afraid one of you guys
on?
Will, if I, you know, you both answer to stupid.
It's a fine piece of work.
Oh, amazing. I, you know, it, the triple feature of that, Robin and the Seven Hoods and Ocean's 11 would really be, you know, it's too much to hope for.
Mm-hmm. Or just the Rat Pack Film Festival. Does anybody know, here's a trivia question that we still have no answer for, the name of the Rat Pack Western?
What?
Or did I imagine that?
Four for Texas.
Four for Texas is the name of it?
It's got, and there might be another one too.
Francis Albert?
Sergeant's Three?
Yeah, but that wasn't
were,
a Western.
Yeah, they were in the Army in that one.
Yeah. That's the cavalry, right? They were,
huh? Hmm. Well, let's, you're the expert.
You have to do a little wander through.
You wrote the
Leonard
book
Maltin
on the subject.
Yeah, whatever. I don't think Four for Texas qualifies.
So
I think Sergeant's Three.
What made you want to devote years of your life to researching a book on Dean Martin?
Well, I looked around.
Didn't like what you
was
saw.
Was either that or Billy Idol with your publisher?
God, man. God. God. Imagine that.
Pick
imagine,
one.
Imagine that.
I think that book would kind of write itself.
No. I looked around and it's like, what interested me? And lo and behold, it was Dino. I mean, I saw Dino as a fertile field of things that...
Robert Palmer wouldn't beat you to the publication date on.
Nobody would. Nobody would. No, I mean, it's like, you know, I mean, a guy like Dino has basically been downgraded by, like, the same type of America that censors the way you think and feel. It's basically, it's a book about America. It's a book about the last 70 years. It's a book about the time Dean Martin was born into and the times he lived through and... the movie business, the music business, the television business, and all those other dirty businesses. And,
right, and the mafia.
It's a great story. And those guys, too.
Wow.
It's all there. It's a strange book. It's basically what it really is an epic companion volume to Hellfire. I mean, those two books, you know, say all that I want to say about this so-called thing called America, you know.
They're not the first two towards a trilogy?
So you actually got to talk to Jerry
I
Lewis?
I can't see you, the third one. Yeah, Jerry Lewis, yeah, on his boat out in San Diego.
Well.
Nice boat.
What's Jerry really like? We're
what's Jerry really like? Good question. I would have asked him if I thought he had the answer. Jerry went through, like, every permutation of Jerry Lewis from, like, the Telethon Jerry to the King of Comedy.
Did he cry for you? Did he do that? Did
on
he
the act verge. On the,
cry?
On the,
I love that.
Buddy Love?
Cried. Well, he couldn't loosen a tie because he didn't have one on, but...
he'll never want.
I love you, hate you, do every damn thing for you, you know, but Jerry was great. I mean, it was good to talk
I
to
I love
him.
That guy.
Amazing character. I mean, up close especially. I mean, you get this private... experience. I talked to over 100 people. Jerry was one of them. And an amazing picture developed. Like I say, it turned out to be twice as long as I thought it would be.
Mm-hmm. So when does this come out?
It comes out in March of 92. This is 91. March 90, next March. But you can't buy that now. So buy this thing. What does it cost? $10. You can't go wrong.
Yeah.
Where's it at?
Well, you know, Wild Girl is here. And
it's real funny.
I promised her I would announce she's got 7:30 tonight on the Wild Girl Show, which now follows
Canada.
Us.
America. Come on. Yeah.
Daryl Alderman, National Hot Rod Association Pro Stock World Champion interview. The Wild Girl Show. That's not $13. That's the Canadian price. The American price is cheaper.
Yeah. Okay.
They don't even ask for your.
On the
they don't
later.
Even ask for your passport.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not paying attention. What do I miss?
That's okay. You didn't say anything.
Oh.
My usual.
It is. It's a fine piece of work, folks.
Beautiful thing. The Johnny Ace chapter.
Everybody out there goes out and buys a copy of that book, we can figure out exactly how many people are listening and if it's going to be worth our while to keep going.
Yeah, maybe like Nick will take us out to dinner.
And probably the finest way to count the audience I've ever heard of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can I say that for a second? Because, you know, if you bought it the first time out in that special edition, which all the pages came flying out as soon as you opened it up.
Amazing.
You get one of those.
I didn't like it, but then again, I never opened it.
Yeah, like, oh, the, really, there's nothing.
The paper was nice.
The paper was better than the glue.
Yeah, the glue binding was.
Well, you got to buy it again because he added some stuff to it.
Oh, yeah.
Even more hateful weird stuff in the beginning and the end.
Yeah. More hateful weird stuff and chapters on Ming and Ling, the Chinese hillbillies.
A discovery, actually not mine, but my friend Noni Waters discovered in the course of her library research in Variety, and I pursued it into the... Not much has been made of the rice paddy connection in American music. We have the cotton fields, European influence, but Ming and Ling were certainly two of a kind.
Kind of had the feel to themselves.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, it was more like sort of a railroad.
They were known as the Chinese hillbillies, which says a lot right there.
Mm-hmm. It does. And there's a Charles Brown chapter. That's why we played a Charles Brown record. And he's still out there. He's
a big sissy.
His records aren't bad at all, like the ones he makes now. You know, every
Does
couple
he still
of years.
Make records?
Yeah, they're all pretty okay.
Should do a show just music only by people with toupees
that are sissies.
That are sissy. Yeah. Well, that's a concept. And then there's a whole new discography added on to the other exhaustive discography. This one with the snappy title of what's it? Old plastic, new
plastic.
New plastic, old noise. Did I get it right?
Yeah. So, buy everything or risk incompleteness, folks.
Yeah.
You know how that feels.
And there's lots of new pictures in here, different pictures.
Very
and
handsomely.
This is WFMU East Orange. I'm the Hound. We're sitting here with Nick Toshis, trying to get you to buy his book, Anil Bruch. And what we're gonna hear right now, this is an extremely rare record by Ming and Ling, the Chinese hillbillies.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to tell you where I got it. I'm not going to tell you where you can get one, because you're not going to find it anyway.
And you're
not
going to tell them
where we're making copies.
Yeah, we're not making copies of it.
Maybe put a soundbite in the middle so nobody can duplicate it.
That'll be followed by Charles Calhoun, who is Jesse Stone, who's another interesting character. He leads the book off.
Yeah, Jesse Stone, who, well, he wrote a whole lot of Shaking Going On and a lot of others. What did I just say?
He didn't write a whole lot of Shaking Going On.
No, Shake, Rattle, and Roll. Where did I get a whole lot of Shaking? Jerry Lynn.
Shake. Same. It's all the same noise.
Jesse Stone was probably...
You wrote Volare, too, right?
No, that was Skeets McDonald.
Oh, okay.
He's dead.
Yeah.
Fish passed away recently. Jesse Stone.
The Kitty Kelly's got a book on Skeets coming out.
What's that called?
It'll come to me later.
They're keeping this under tight wraps.
Isn't she working on the Styx McGee one?
I don't even know what her other book is called. It's called His Way.
You know, I bet Sinatra has more money than Styx McGee. His estate.
Yeah.
I heard that estate's doing well. You know?
Uh-huh.
I heard it, yeah. Sinatra's probably got more money than Ming and Ling.
Well, do you see that Styx McGee Foundation? You see that?
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Buying toupees for a lot of the underprivileged.
Providing seeing eye people for blind dogs.
You know, you're a lot about the problems of the homeless, but not about the problems of the bald. There are a lot of people who can't afford toupees out there, and I guess they're just not vociferous enough in their need.
We're not talking about you, Quan.
Yet.
Well, you have baldies listen to this show?
Ooh, sensitive friends, yeah. Anyway.
Happens to the best of us.
For the record, for those of you without the video hookup.
For the CD.
Three full heads of hair.
Yeah.
Three
it's amazing.
Big mouths.
Amazing.
You know, I can swim in it. It's very lifelike.
I wouldn't kid you for a very good reason.
Two on me,
president of the company.
One on Bruce.
There it is.
All right, and then, yeah, so then we're going to Jesse Stone. Then we're going to get through some of these other characters in this book.
Jesse Stone's alive.
He is still?
Down in Florida, yeah.
Old.
Safe assumption.
Yeah. He's alive and he's old. And then we're going to get to some of these other ones.
Eventually he's going to be dead.
The Clover Screaming Jay.
Stay away from that dog over in England. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The cat. All right. Ming and Ling, the Chinese hillbillies.
Thank you. Why is everybody laughing at me? Just because I said something stupid?
If anyone here in the audience has been offended by anything I might have said or done during the course of my trying to entertain you, I want you to know sincerely from the bottom of my heart, I don't give a shit.
There's a dancing treat waiting for your feet at a joint just out of ways, where they roll up the sleeves and nobody leaves, and the jukebox rocking away. Hey, just a little dive with a dick to jive on a nickel Victorola, where the cats all meet and they shake their feet to a tune called Rock Rockola. So rock it, Rockola, rock it, Rockola. Hands a clapping and feet a tapping to a tune called Rock Rockola.
Just
fright. She stopped when I flashed my roll. I told her she could have all of my gold. She turned around and with a frown said, this ain't no circus and I don't need a clown. You cash in nothing but trash. You cash in nothing but trash. Cash ain't nothing but trash. So it ain't no need your hanging around just to make a hit with that chick. I tried to get a Cadillac right quick. The man at the place looked so strange. That $900 and some change. We disagreed. I tried to please. Said I ain't a chicken and I don't need your feed. You cash in nothing but trash. You're catching nothing but trash. You're catching nothing but trash. Baby, you're crawling way past your speed. Da 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 da. A gun said, hands up. I tried to get away, but too slow. He clocked me and took all of my dough.
Da, 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 da.
I heard him shout
da, 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 da.
As he cut out.
Da, 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 da.
You ain't lost nothing, what you crying about? You're catching nothing but trash. You're catching nothing but trash. You're catching nothing but trash. And he took my watch and I passed out. I woke up in the arms of a big cop. Police station, a next stop. The judge swung his fist down, plunk, plunk. $20 fine, cause you're drunk.
Da, 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 da.
Dig up the dough,
da, 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 da.
And you can go.
Da, 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 da.
All I had was a buffalo. You got it, nothing but trash. You catch nothing but trash. You catch nothing but trash. But I'm sure gonna get me some more.
Now, for
Next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
This is a hit!
Bend over, I'll drive you to Newark.
Right. It's the Hound. We're back. Working our way through that book.
How about it?
Students, everybody taking notes on this, I hope. That was Wanda.
Is this going to be on the final?
Never mind the notes. Go out and buy it.
Wanda Jackson, Mean, Mean Man. Yeah, it's like having the... It's like the crib notes. Screaming Jay Hawkins, I Hear Cliff Voices. Notes. Right, whatever you call them. Yeah. I never bought those.
You never studied.
No. I heard those were two people that weren't real thrilled about the what you wrote about them.
Yeah, I think, well, Wanda embraced Jesus and Screaming right. Jay long ago embraced Screaming Jay, you know.
Mm-hmm. Jim Jarmusch.
Let's see, we heard Roy Hall, The Flood of Love. The Clover is your...
He's dead, Roy Hall.
Yeah, not too long
those
ago, though.
Keeping score.
Yeah, The Clover
is a strikeout.
Your cash ain't nothing but trash. Who knows?
Well, send it to us and we'll see whether it's trash or not, okay?
No, I mean, who knows alive, dead, where they are, who they were.
Jesse Stone wrote that song.
Right? Oh, right. So we kind of killed two birds with one stone. Meryl Moore, Rockola. Working in piano bars in San Diego at last sighting. Mm. Then there was Jesse Stone's...
It makes it sound cheap. I mean, for most people, this would be a glorious accomplishment. There's probably hundreds of people sitting around playing pianos in their living room and would love to play a piano bar in San Diego. Mm. And Meryl's done it without a tube.
Without a tube.
Sans tube.
With a full head of hair.
You can score him alive and with a full head of hair.
A rare accomplishment in the context of these pages.
And with like a weird sort of brandy glass full of dollar bills.
And not a sissy either. Mm-hmm.
Didn't he play on the Wanda Jackson record? Supposedly.
Huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Meryl Moore. A man of many talents.
He held Roy Clark's guitar.
Yeah.
He played piano.
Charles Calhoun, Hey Tiger. That's Jesse Stone. And we opened up with Ming and Ling, The Zipperhead Boogie. Where are they today? Ming, Ling,
well,
and
Ming
dynasty.
Ming is deceased.
Ming is deceased?
Ming is deceased. I visited the grave.
How did Ming go?
How did Ming go?
What movie,
I mean, the guy's dead.
Ming
you
go?
Make jokes.
What,
I mean, you probably dance on somebody's Ming. Grave here.
How did he die?
Actually, it's a pretty tragic story. You know, I don't think you want to hear it. I don't think
we have plenty of time.
You know,
we're almost out of unsung heroes.
Who you got left?
Doc Sausage, Johnny Ace, the Dominoes.
Doc Sausage is not a chapter in the book, you might add.
That's for the next edition.
He's mentioned.
Another 6 years when another bunch of bills come due.
I didn't get paid for things like this. I do these things
conscience
out of,
work, I know.
I do these things out of love. Uh-huh. Love.
And Ling?
Ling's a waiter.
Ling's a waiter.
At Hong Fett's down on Mott Street. Near
really? We'll probably see him tonight.
So folks, go down and ask for him.
So,
we're open 24 hours.
I don't know. Remember if we have any announcements? Was
yes, we do.
Anything?
I stepped all over this one the last time that you tried to lay it out, and I've been strongly reprimanded for it. So, this Saturday, June 29th at 7:30 p.m., Wild Girl will be interviewing live from Kentucky, Daryl Alderman, National Hot Rod Association Pro Stock World Champion.
Well, yeah, honey, bend over, I'll drive you to Newark.
So tune in,
won't you?
Just one time.
Yeah.
For me.
Here, Eddie Kendricks got arrested at Dave Ruffin's funeral.
For what?
Oh, yeah, for child support.
Child support.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They knew where to find him.
$26,000 in child support.
That's sad. Also, we're playing at the Funhouse in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania tonight, so if you happen to be driving through the Lehigh Valley, be sure to come by. I'll buy you a beer.
Buddy Holly's homework is for sale. Concord, New Hampshire autograph dealer purchased it along with a sheet of other homework when Buddy Holly's family auctioned it off at Southby's. Mm-hmm. $700 is the starting price.
What kind of family is that? You die and they auction off your homework? I mean, it's pathetic.
Well, there was a few years between.
These bags, no doubt.
Yeah, watch out for these Pennsylvania people. Was it that side of the family or the Mexican side, did it say?
His parents.
That's disgusting.
Aren't they still in Texas?
Texas.
His folks? They're still in Lubbock or something.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking of Bill Haley. You said Buddy Holly?
Yeah, Buddy Holly.
Same thing.
Bill Haley never did his homework.
Oh, no. Two BHs, right?
Too busy doing his hair. Well, it's
too busy snacking,
man.
Let's be honest.
It's Gay Pride Week, and we have to do one Gay Pride news story here.
Oh, boy. We're here. We're not queer. Get used to it.
Australian lesbian Lisa Pastashinsky, age 25, was convicted of assisting her lover, Tracy Wigington, in the murder of Edward Baldock. Wigington preferred blood to solid food and occasionally seduced Pataczynski to cut her wrists in the name of love. Quote-unquote, if you're going to go out with someone, you can do whatever you please to them. Unquote. listening, Miss Sally.
Yeah.
Whittington was said to have gone into a feeding frenzy after the murder of Baldock, looking afterwards as though she had eaten a huge meal, according to Patishtinsky. There you go.
I'm down it.
Top that. I think it's time for some more records.
I love a parade.
So Doc Sausage, he's there's not a chapter on him in the book, but...
And I also noticed that Afro-American Pride Festival the other week, not a word spoken.
Not one mention of the poor fella. Not even in your book.
He's mentioned in the book.
Well, you know, the teaser in the first in the opening says you will learn why a man named Doc Sausage will not be elected president of the United States.
You do
I read
learn
the
that.
Whole book twice.
It doesn't come out and
because he was
explicitly.
Actually born in Sweden, so there's that constitutional thing. Really.
Oh, it doesn't state it explicitly, but you learn the context of America. You know, this is a racist culture.
Ah, I see.
Did you see that movie Jungle Fever with the
no.
This one.
What's his name? Bruce Spike?
I got the Charlie Feathers record, though.
Jungle Charlie
Fever.
Feathers?
Charlie Feathers had a record, Jungle Fever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's better than the movie, right?
Yeah, I figure so, yeah. Anyway, let's hear him. Doc Sausage.
Just for yourself, folks.
Sausage Rock.
Make up your own mind.
This
is America.
It.
Brown and serve.
This is America. Like it.
First you throw your hands up high, then you do the backwards cry. You buckle both knees, then you turn to the right, start rocking. Grab your girl in a knitting coop, step back or step for two. You buckle both knees, then you turn to the right, start rocking. When you're not rocking, any old step will do. But when you start rocking, Jack, let me tell you the step to do. First you throw your hands up high, then you do the backwards ride. You buckle both knees, then you turn to the right, now rock it. Any old step will do. When you start rocking, Jack, let me tell you the step to do. First you throw your hands up high, then you do the backwards grind. You buckle both knees, then you turn to the right, start rocking.
Here, groovy boy, I'd like to strap you on sometime.
all mine to some constructive use.
Dedicate my first song that I sing to your head. I call it One Meatball.
staring at a circle only half an inch wide, staring as if your life depends upon it. And it does, because that circle is the muzzle of a gun pointed straight at your head.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Well, I didn't mean that. I meant to cue something else. Sorry.
You men, you're holding back, many of you, right now, listening to me on these morning and evening broadcasts. And you know you're sick. You know your prostate's infected and diseased. And you know that unless some relief comes to you, that you're going to be in the undertaker's parlor on the old cold slab being embalmed for a funeral. Well, why do you hold back? Why do you twist around the old Kupferberg? Why do you delay longer and take chances when I'm offering you these low rates, this easy work, this lifetime guarantee of service plan? Come at once to the Brinkley Hospitals, Little Rock, Arkansas, before it's everlastingly too late.
I got a rocket in my pocket and a roll in my wall. With the North Pole at all. There ain't nothing you can tell me, I don't already know. I got a rocket in my pocket and I'm ready to go. Let's go someplace so we can rock a bit. I got a rocket in my pocket and the fuse is lit. In my pocket and the fuse lit. Signal right. I'll be no rocket in my time.
rocket in my pocket and the fuse is lit.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Right, it's the Hound. And we now have covered everybody just about in the book, except one.
Which book is this now?
Noticeable exception. Unsung Heroes of Rock and Roll. With Nick Toshes.
Ein Film von Nick Toshes.
Right, Jimmy Lloyd.
Radio guest.
Jimmy Lloyd, which is Jimmy Lodgeson, the man without a subtitle. Rocket in My Pocket. Jackie Breston with Ike Turner on guitar much later. The Dominoes have Mercy Baby. Johnny Ace, No Money. The Clovers, Down in the Alley. Doc Sausage, Sausage Rock.
The controversial Doc Sausage.
And where is the missing side? The one person we haven't played, the S. House Smith 78. It is now lying shattered on the floor.
Incorrect.
Esau. The thing with those 78s is if you pick them up the wrong way, they just fall right off.
And if you pick them up and drop them, they break.
Mm.
So much for that. Your copy of God's Barbecue, Nick. I'm real sorry about it. And
I don't know what to tell you. You know, I don't know who's going to pay. Does the station have enough money to pay for that thing?
Well, I do have a white label test pressing of the King Yusinevich record, and I think we're even. You can have that.
Okay, well, you're lucky you're the guy that gave me Prima Generation 72.
Oh, right, with Sympathy for the Devil? Yeah.
Most people wouldn't believe that. He left.
An autograph copy of
it. Autograph, no less. Yeah, Louis Prima's band's version of Sympathy for the Devil. And also the broken English version of I Left My Heart in San Francisco.
That's the best thing on it.
People think rap music is happening.
They will
go forth and figure.
Sad lives they lead. Happy in their ignorance.
Blissful even.
What is there to say about Jackie Breston? He made one amazing record and
over and over again. Yeah, one, because Ike didn't want him to sing and he stayed with Ike in the band.
Mm. Yeah. Well, Ike knows best.
But what a great record it was. Sam Phillips' entry into rock and roll.
Mm-hmm. The Dominoes Have Mercy Baby. They later got into the 3D craze.
Yeah, my baby's 3D.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll hear that one a little bit. Johnny Ace. Well,
late great.
It's still available for bookings if you believe the album.
Late great.
Yeah, he did the ultimate career move and died young.
Uh-huh.
Kind of the, you know, the Jim Morrison thing.
And put a gun to his eye and said bye-bye.
You think he killed himself, or you think he was killed by Don Robey?
I mean, have you ever heard of lawyers? I mean,
Don Robey's dead.
Well, those lawyers aren't.
Yeah, right.
Did you see a Doors movie?
No.
Yeah, I did.
We saw the Coming Attractions on the cable in the hotel.
It's horrible.
Somebody told me that it's real funny, like psychedelic Indian keeps popping up.
And there's a naked bald guy on a horse. Or no, I guess he walks around. There's a naked bald guy all the way through.
What is it with this Oliver Stone guy? He's trying to reinvent the 60s?
I worked for him.
What's he like?
He's a rich guy. I don't know. He's really, really full of himself. He spent the entire decade of the 70s burned out of his mind on cocaine, so like he's kind of rebuilt on top of that.
Speaking of lawyers, he wasn't burned out of his mind. He borrowed someone else's mind and burned it out on cocaine.
Yeah, he's an interesting guy. Actually, he's real literate and everything else, but he's really just kind of foams at the mouth.
He hasn't made a good movie in ever.
The Hand with Michael Caine. Did you see that?
No.
Well, I saw that. Yeah, I saw that. I only go to the good ones.
There it is.
He's making a Kennedy movie. I mean,
yeah. Was it? Who's he getting played?
Speaking of the Doors, I saw you had a. You wrote the introduction to David Dalton's book, former neighbor of ours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How's Dalton doing? I heard he gave him.
I don't know. I did all that through the editor, Jim Fitzgerald, at St. Martin's.
What's Dalton's new book about?
Jim Morrison. There's an amazing picture of Jim Morrison at the end where he literally looks exactly like Meatloaf.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, the fat
stuff. I'm going to the reading room.
Did they make that guy gain a 50 pounds for the movie?
He put on weight for the movie. It doesn't look very convincing. It just looks like he's sort of pushing it out, you know?
Mm.
Got him kind of slapping his belly over the leather pants.
Yeah.
It's quite a piece of work. It's one of the most self-indulgent things I've ever seen. It's like 3 hours long and just all this like ridiculous psychedelic imagery. It really, you know, it's like outtakes from The Trip or something.
Any current movie reviews?
Silly. No.
Everything stinks, right?
We don't go to
like
movies.
I rented Ghost and I rented The Craze. And they were both stiffs.
The good thing about renting movies, you can rent old ones. You don't have to watch any new ones.
Mm.
Well, what's out? You want to see? I mean, you know.
Well, they just put out like Pick Up on South Street on video and the Gangster.
Well,
which
I mean,
is
ones
totally
in the theaters,
great.
Ones in the, or theaters, as they used to say when they spoke properly.
I saw Private Hell 36 the other day.
Oh, I saw Silence of the Lambs. That was the last picture I saw.
I didn't like that much.
What was better that you saw in the last?
Well, none, you know.
Not Thelma and Louise, that's for sure.
Nothing, but other than
that,
I sort of liked
sucks.
The book, and I thought the, you know, who cares? Always want to play some records.
Yeah, man.
So,
eating any good meals lately?
Here, Jerry Lee Lewis. Man, they made a really good movie about his life. Let's be honest, you know.
The High School Confidential scene was worth the price of admission right there.
In the car, Nick said it looked like Bye Bye Birdie.
I just love the idea of Dennis Quaid hanging out with Jerry Lee hour after hour, like trying to get like some kind of actor thing going with him, and just being made fun of mercilessly the whole time, like, you know, the butt of all jokes.
Gosh,
I think it was worth it for that.
Butt is right.
Wait till Oliver Stone's version of
the later years.
The Kenny Lovelace story.
All right, let's hear some Jerry Lee, and then we'll get back to some other stuff, and then we'll get out of here.
Big-legged woman,
leave you alone.
Keep your dresses down. You got something, baby. Better make a bulldog a hug a hound. Big leg, mama. Keep your dresses down, y'all. I swear, honey, you got something up under there. Make me wanna lay you down. Little break now. She rolled her belly like she rolled her biscuit dough. She let it down so easy, did you? Got to have the more big leg, mama. Ooh, keep your dresses down. Don't stop me now, mama. You got something, baby. Make a bulldog a hug a hound. Tell you something. What I'm talking about. I'll bet in my bottom dollar there ain't a cherry in this house. Oh, big leg mama. Keep your dresses down. Cause when I start drilling on you, baby, you're gonna lose your nightgown.
And she's got it on her balcony. That's why I call my belly gal. Oh, my baby's greedy. She really can rock. She really can roll like a steamer on a stormy sea. Dunk on your soul, gal. Let it roll. Hey, now, my baby's greedy. Oh, I don't need no glasses to see what she's putting down. Cause when she starts to shake that thing, well, my love comes tumbling down. Well, I'm telling you guys, stop winking your eyes, cause I've got her under lock and key. Doggone your soul, gal, let it roll. Now my baby, 3D.
Now she's got it upstairs.
Leon.
And she's got it downstairs. And she's got it on her balcony. That's why I call mine Melgal. Hey now, my baby. G-G. Yes, she really can rock.
Crazy.
She really can roll. Daddy. Like a steamer on a stormy sea.
Take it later, Daddy.
Doggone your soul, gal. Let it roll. Hey, now, my baby's pretty. Oh, I don't need new glasses. No, not to see what she's putting down. Cause when she starts to shake that thing, my love comes tumbling down. Well, I'm telling you guys, stop waking your eyes, cause I've got her under lock and key. Doggone your soul, gal. Let it roll. Oh, now, my baby, 3D, 3D. Oh, my baby's 3D.
Shake that thing, baby. Well, down in Georgia, they've got a dance that's new. Ain't nothing to it, cause it's easy to do. Oh, shake that thing. Oh, shake that thing. I'm getting sick and tired telling you how to shake that thing. Well, the old folks are doing it, the young folks too. Old folks teach the young ones just what to do. Shake that thing. Yes, shake that thing. Well, I'm getting sick and tired telling you how to shake that thing. Well, Grandpapa Johnson, Bad Sister Kate, shook her like the jelly shakes on a plate. They were shaking that thing. Yes, shake that thing. Well, I'm getting sick and tired telling you how to shake that thing. Wobble in the back. One step forward, stop dead in your tracks. Then shake that thing. Yeah, shake that thing. Well, I'm getting sick and tired telling you how to shake that thing. Well, anyone can do it. It's easy to do. If I can do it, baby, you can do it too. Shake that thing. Yeah, shake that thing. Well, I'm getting sick and tired telling you how to shake that thing.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Well, that kind of craps it up.
Mm-hmm.
Wynonie Harris, Shake That Thing, The Dominoes, My Baby's 3D. Jerry Lee Lewis, Big Legged Woman, and...
It's a hit.
That's it. We're out of here. I'd like to thank Nitro Nick Toshes. Go buy his book.
Yeah, buy two copies.
He's been having to write that next one, the Bud Abbott story.
Uh-huh.
Il Bruch.
Yo. Just visit with me in the Lehigh Valley.
Yes, thank you, Rick.
The Funhouse on 4th Street.
We're back next week with all those new records I picked up down south. Wild Chick is up next with her special guest, who I can't remember. Some racing champion.
7:30 p.m. via the telephone, Daryl Alderman of the National Hot Rod Association.
Overwhelming response. The phones have been lighting up to play the other side of the Ming and Ling record.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play it. It's called...
Chapsticks.
Let's hear it. WFMU, East Orange. Thank you.
Please take it off. I hate your music. Hate, hate, hate. I hate your music. I hate WFMU's music a lot. Hate it. Hate it.